What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And Anissa.
And this is MTV's official Challenge Podcast All-Stars 2 edition.
Today, we are luckily joined by a legendary challenger. You may know him as Tech Money. We have Tech Holmes here today.
Yay! I'm so excited to have him on and talk about the King's Palace and everything else he's got going on in this show. So we hope you all enjoy this interview with Tech.
All right, folks, you know what time it is. We are graced by probably a fan favorite. He has been a fan favorite. He has the best one-liners. He is one of the funniest guys. Your interview king, if you will. Mm-hmm. Mr. Long and Strong, three-time challenger, Tech Holmes.
What? Yeah. Oh, what an intro. Thank you so much. I love it. Thank you, Miss Nista.
You know, I miss your hugs. I watch you and I'm like... The tech experience is something that is needs to be, Tori, listeners, is to be experienced.
Sell it. He brought it here, though. This is the only person that's ever decided to take on a podcast while being on a cruise. Right. I wish you guys could see his shirt right now.
In an MTV shirt.
He's crushing it. He's straight crushing it. I'm upset I've never met you in person, but it's seriously an honor to have you on this podcast, and I cannot wait to ask you all of the stuff that I want to know, because you are, like Anissa said, seriously a fan favorite.
Well, thank you, Tori. Yeah. What's the deal? How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I can't wait to meet you in person. Thank y'all for having me. You know what I'm saying? You know, Anissa, my girl, we go back. You know what I'm saying? We go way back. So, you know, whatever. You know, she's cool as shit. This my girl. I'm mad I missed you on the, what was it, two? Which one?
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Two. But,
two.
I know.
Yeah, it's two.
I hurt my shoulder and I need to finish school. So you know what? Brains before boot,
you're right.
Before
you're right.
Challenges? I don't you're know. Right. I needed my little break, you know?
This is about you. I got you. What is about
this
me?
This is about you.
Let's bring it back then.
You, I feel like your experience on All Stars 2 was short-lived. I feel like that was a weird elimination.
Oh, you mean one?
All Stars 1? You mean All Stars 1?
I mean All Stars 1. That's what I meant. All Stars 1. Yeah. Time got cut short. Weird elimination. No one wanted to see you go, you know? No. And coming back on two, do you feel like people are looking to you as like, you know, the wiser one because you've already experienced All Stars 1?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're taking me as a real competitor this time because I came to play. All Stars 1, I wasn't there to play. Like, I volunteered day one because I could have went home on day one. You know what I'm saying? It was all about just let me get in, get out. I had a lot of stuff going on outside of the show, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to be there, but it was better for me to leave. You know what I mean? That's what I don't give a fuck about. Literally, I didn't care if I left on day one. You know what I mean? I didn't care.
But we did. So the viewers did.
Thank you. Yeah.
A lot of people, I miss my long, strong hugs in the kitchen. I miss funny lines. I mean, you could take any insult and turn it into a joke. I love it.
We need more tech on our screens.
I'm happy that you guys are that you're in a position now to like actually, because it seems like All Stars 2, you want to be there, like you said.
Yeah,
you're giving us peeling back these layers.
Yeah, I had to come back and prove, because I actually told them, I keep saying this, I told them so after one, I was like, this was cool. They're like, Brad, on my exit interview, Brad was like, so we call you back, you come on. I was like, hell no. You know, if TJ gets hurt or something, then you need a fill-in host, call your boy. I got you. But I was like, I'm good. Then all of a sudden, I get the call from Cast and think it's Megan. She's like, hey, Tech, you want to run it back? I'm like, hell no. When do we signing up? You know what I'm saying? So they call me. I couldn't say no. And then see, when I got there, I'm like, okay, I have no outside forces that's not keeping me here this time. So I have no excuses. Right, you know what I'm saying? So now that I'm here, let me show y'all that I can really play. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about – I'm going to figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing but high school, grade school, gym class. This gym class. Right. I was never picked last in gym class. You know what I'm saying? So let's just take it back to gym class. All right, Tech? Let's just figure it out. You know what I mean? So I'm like, watch this. This is just gym class. We'll take it back there. And I'm going to stay. And so far, I've been doing all right. You know, because I had something to prove to myself and to other people, too.
Yeah, and you not only came to play, you started, or somebody started, this King's Palace. And people want to know where it came from. And... Mm-hmm. You guys just are unstoppable right now.
Thank you. Oh, man. Thank you for asking about the palace. So the palace came Okay, so you know, last season it was me and LT were in a room together already, right? So I had it. So me and LT was gonna run that back because that's my we like the yin and the yang. I keep him calm. He hypes me up, right? So we ran. I had his shoes, got him a bed. Nehemiah came in, got a bed. Melinda came in because you know she knows Nehemiah got a bed. Steve came in, and we just been clowning the whole time in the room, right? And Nehemiah says something jokingly. I think he says something like probably talking to like Janelle or Janae or something about coming into the room or something. It's something about this is what it smells. I think someone made a comment about how good our room smelled. And Nehemiah says something about, yeah, because, you know, I burn my incense, you know, blah, 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 and we do our little colognes and shit. And I think he says something like, yeah, this is what it smells like royalty. This is what it smells like in the king's palace. And from there, we just, you know what I'm saying? It was just
y'all
like,
wrote a whole song. I've heard the whole song.
Yes, we're releasing the song on Thursday. Yes. So it just came from us just really clowning up in the room, like really just being some cool cats just clowning. And then it just, and then so the King's Palace, we got the sign, you know what I'm saying? It was the three kings, the queen, and the king's hand for Steve.
Dude. The jester.
Yeah. That didn't age well. Yeah. But I love that you guys actually, what did you like hop in a studio and actually record the song physically after it was over?
Oh yeah. So then that came about. Okay, so it was episode, not the one I just saw, but the one right before, right? When LT was like going into the arena or something, and then he's like, yo, we need to have a theme song. And then I literally was looking out the window, and then I was like, safety palace. And like, we were clowning, like, safety palace.
Is this on the bus?
No, it was, we're in the room. LT's about to go to elimination. I mean, it was LT's about to go to elimination on the pole wrestling one, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember we were looking out the window, and we was talking about, like, looking down on people, like, just looking down on them, and they looking up at us. We were just talking shit, right? And LT was like, yo, we need a theme song. So I turned around, like, save me, palace. So we were clowning, right? So, you know, Brad, the director, so we started doing our little thing. And then Brad, the director, started rapping with us. He started rapping. I said, oh, shit. Brad started rapping, and I got to write a goddamn song.
So on the way to
the elimination, Brad. We just kept was like, save me, palace. And because Joanna was LT's theme. So Joanna, that was his song, right? So Save the Palace kind of came from that. And then, on the way to the elimination, I had my book and I just wrote the song and he won and we just busted out. Save the palace.
And then Melinda's on it too.
Yeah, so long story short. Nice. So when we started singing it so much, I'm like, yo, y'all, we got a song. I got a producer. Shout out to my man Fingers. He's like a multi-platinum producer. Shout out to Fingers. He did shoulder lean, elbows up, side to side.
Oh,
he did
shoulder lean.
Yeah, so that's my guy. So okay, I hollered him, and that's I was like, yo, bro, I got to do the song. He said, man, come to the studio. I got you, player. So when they came into L.A. for the interviews, I said, yo, we got to hop in the studio. I grabbed everybody, took them to the studio real quick. We did the song. It came out fire. Once again, shout out to the King's Palace, my man Fingers.
I'll send it to you, Tori. Dude, I have it.
That is so much fucking fun, yes. Dude. Like, that's one of the reasons why I love All-Star so much. Like, I've never been an All-Star. I'm not on that show. But watching it, I'm like, you guys, like, just, there's a sense of just like, vitality just pouring out of it. It just seems fun.
It is. We definitely had. That's what you said we're going to have is fun. You know what I'm saying? I was telling somebody on another podcast. I mean, like, keep it real. What we're doing is, like, we're going to paradise to play kids games and get paid. Yeah. Like, let's keep it 100. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know, let's try to keep it drama free, sucker free. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna send y'all the one because I want to make sure you got the master one, the good one. So I'm gonna send it to you.
I do. I think I have it. Didn't you send it in the group chat? It was really good. I listened to the whole thing.
No, I got it. Yay. I'm gonna give you the good one. I think that might have been the one that wasn't the good one. You know, I got it. I'm not bad. I got, you know, it might not have had all the touches on it. You know what I'm saying? I might have went back and put some more touches on it. You know?
Give me all the touches. Give me all of that spice.
Yes.
So you said that you walked into the house with Letarian shoes, right? And you were like already walking in with your homie. Did you have any other alliances? If you would even consider that an alliance before you entered the game, or were you kind of going into this season just being like whatever unfolds?
I was going into the game and whatever unfolds. Me and LT, I guess we had an alliance already because we were roommates from before. So, you know, that's my boy, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like one of those natural alliances, you know? So, but I was ready to play the game. You know what I'm saying? And our alliance just kind of came naturally. I think it was because we were in a room and we just wanted to have that organic feel of in the room. You want to sleep comfortable. You know what I mean? Right. It's different energy if you're like in a room with somebody and mm-hmm. you kind of be like, man, this motherfucker got it. Like, put me in. You know what I'm saying? It's like a different energy. You know what
totally.
I'm saying? Our alliance came organically from just the energy of the room. Like, hey, like, you know, the old Under Armour commercial, we must protect this house, you know? So that's mm-hmm. kind of what, where our mantra came, or our mindset was, you know? So mm-hmm. we used that mantra and just, we rode with that mantra. We must protect this house, save the palace.
Was there a mantra for Ayana? Cause you had to work with her and you had to balance each other out. Was there something you would say to her to calm her down before things, or like, because I feel like you guys both have these big personalities.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. We both alphas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We both admit it. She's an alpha female and I'm an alpha male, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's just about not even an ego, just we're both smart. First of all, we're both smart. And I don't want to say that not cocky, but like, We both have our thinking is different. Let me say that. So yeah, let me say that in a different way. We both have this kind of like critical thinking or thinking is way different. You know what I'm saying? So the way we think in our thought process. So thank you. So, and it kind of like two big pinky. What is the pinky in the brain? There's no pinky. There's just two brains, you know? So,
Two brains.
No pinky. So that was our thing. I let her do her thing. She let me do her my thing, you know, and good thing I had Ayana, because I came back, I was like, oh shit, that's Ayana. Oh, what's up? Yeah. I didn't tell everybody that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew her, but I was like, hey, you got me, I got you. Let's roll. So we was cool like that. You know what I'm saying? We kind of had that mm-hmm. unspoken thing of, listen, I know you're a wild card, but I'm accept you. Just have my back. Like, I fucks with you. Just have my back. I got you. Fuck that. Let's go.
Do you think part of it was because of that day one when you jumped in the pool naked? Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I mean, I did see that interview.
Because she was excited. I seen it. It's a sight.
You have to interview her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't say. You got to interview her. You
know? Oh, shit. I respect that.
I just know I told her I had her back and she had my back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking about diving into the pool, you had this challenge, Dive and Conquer. You weren't nude for it, so you could focus solely on the mission at hand. What was your strategy working with Ayana during this challenge?
So she gave me a great idea. So it's funny. It's so crazy. She gave me a great idea, and she didn't use the idea. We checked so quick. We checked first. We was done so quick. We did it in so there were six rows. We did it in three trips. The first time we was like, check. She said, make it a song. Make him a song. I was like, cool.
Yeah.
So I'm running and I'm like, blue, yellow, purple, green, red, yellow, purple. Yo, blue, red, purple, green, red, yellow, purple. And I was just singing it in my head, you know?
Yeah.
So she didn't do it. She didn't make it a song. She's like, octopus. Carrot. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? I thought we were supposed to be singing our songs together. What the fuck is you talking about right now? Like, shit, you can't. And like, it worked for me. Like, it was great. Like, I memorized the whole, like I said, we did I think the first time we did it in three trips one, two, three. Yeah. So I did half the row the first time, half the row the second time. And we both took a row. So there were six rows. So however many rows it took us, like where it was, we got it done like so quick. You know what I'm saying? I can't do the math right now. Mm-hmm. I'm a little faded along this cocktail.
It's okay. But we don't judge.
But we checked and I'm just like, so we had to keep going back. But what we didn't do is just, all we had to do was go back and just recheck our work and come back and do it again. But we just kept doing some old crazy shit. I don't know. But yeah, we checked so quick. I thought we won that one. I thought we had that one. But whatever. Yeah. I digress. Well,
Even if you didn't have a good strategy in the actual challenge, the strategy of telling Ayana to like, hey, listen, we're at this deliberation. Obviously, this like Greek salad situation happened. Maybe you should just sit this one out. Salad gate, right? Like you coined that. That's just fire. So salad gate happens, and you tell her like, hey, listen, maybe just take a back seat real quick. What was that like? Were you like nervous in that deliberation that something was going to go terribly wrong?
I was, because I'm like, I was okay. So, little birdie told me and Ayana was straight at the party. I mean, before the party.
Okay.
Little birdie told me, hey, you and your girl, y'all straight. All y'all gotta do is just motherfucking just be straight. I said, cool.
Just shut, chill.
All right, all right. So I go to the party and I talk to Lil Birdie again. Lil Birdie's like, I don't know. It's two people that I got, I don't really, you know, I don't know what's going on. So you might have to go do some. I said, cool, no problem. So I'm at the party and I go and I politic, you know, I'm trying to damn to do everything except suck dick to make sure we don't go in. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like politicking, you know what I'm saying? And then she's like, so me and Yana have a conversation. She's like, what's going on? I said, look, I'm trying to make sure we don't go into this motherfucking elimination. I said, and I don't really want to tell her everything, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, everybody getting a little tipsy. I just want to let her know that we, you know, Lil Birdie told me we good. So I go upstairs and I'm like, fuck this party, we're good. I start making me something to eat. Then all of a sudden it just goes down. Like they didn't even show half the shit that goes down. It was a whole blow up. It was like, oh shit, what the
oh,
fuck?
Oh damn.
Yeah, it was a whole blow
over
up.
The
yeah.
Salad? Over it's the about the salad?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
A whole blow up. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Save the salad. Save the salad.
The salad? No, she didn't. No, she didn't. Not save the salad. Not save the salad.
I'm gonna tweet that in. I'm gonna text that in the group text right now. I'm saying
you can. You totally can.
Nisa said, "Save the salad. Save the salad."
That was fun. Oh my god. Oh. I have to give it to Ayana, though, because the moment she was at the deliberation, she started licking her fingers. I felt bad for Jody, you know, like food does mean something in the challenge house. I get that, you know, but she starts licking her fingers, talking about she imagined she was eating it on a date with a guy. I thought it was kind of incredible. I'm like, I love Jody, but I'm like, this is entertaining. This is super entertaining.
I mean, she's there for a reason. And Ayana brings that star power of like,
she brought it.
I made love to that salad. That salad was everything. Bro. Thank you, Jody. So
oh my God.
It's like so common and me. Scary.
Jody was like, I was a little creeped out. I was creeped out. I was like, oh shit, what the fuck is going on? Like, just imagine me sitting. So then I'm speechless. She didn't say nothing at first. And I didn't say nothing because I had nothing to say. I was speechless. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I don't have any, I don't know what to say to them. I don't know what to say to her. I just don't know what to say right now. So I put my head down. I was just like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe how much drama it's starting to happen. Like you could see at the beginning of the season, it started off pretty dramaful, but now it's really getting to the end. Do you think that living with everybody, it was just getting to that point where every little thing somebody did was just starting to bother people because you guys have been in the game for a while now?
Well, I don't know if it's that. I think it's just the money. You know what I'm saying? You start to get to the $500,000. Yeah. So I think you want any advantage you can against your opponent or against your, you know, competitors. So whether it's eating their salad and hopefully getting them maybe possibly off their game or, you know, you don't know, maybe throw a punch at you. I don't know what she was doing, you know? And that's one thing about Ayana. She's like crazy like a fox. So at that time, I didn't know how to feel because I'm like, I know she's smart. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, she can't be doing something this dumb because we have another elimination and that's putting a target on our back. So I'm just like, I'm just going to shut the fuck up and see what the fuck happens.
Were you relieved that you didn't have to go into that elimination or more sad that it was King's Palace versus King's Palace?
Yeah, I was more sad it was King's Palace versus King's Palace. Again, I really wanted to win that elimination, you know. It was one of those that there were two that I felt I had a good chance to win it this time. The one was the trampoline. excuse me. I was jamming on the time on the trampoline, but again, I needed to gain like 15 pounds because once I hit it and it didn't fall all the way. So I had to go back up a trampoline and do it again. That cost me time. You know what I mean? Had I had about 10, 15 pounds on me, I would have knocked it out. And then once I got it down, I started rushing on some fifth grade math. And like, I never had to write down anything in math. You know what I mean? So it was like, I should have won. I had a good chance that one, fucked that one up. And then this one with Diana and I, when we checked first, I felt like we had a good chance at this one and we fucked that up. So I was mad at myself because I was like, damn, this is like something like I want to pull my weight. I've been holding my own weight on myself, but I want to pull the weight for the team, you know? So I was just more upset that the King's Palace had to go in and we had a chance to win and we did. So that's what I was upset at.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. There are always those moments. Do you think you would have done well in this particular elimination?
Yeah, I mean, this was one. This was anybody's elimination. You know what I mean? I'm always confident about my eliminations. It's just about me. It's always, I don't want to get hurt. That's the only thing I fear about eliminations. You know what I'm saying? Of getting hurt. That's just it. Other than that, like I'm always confident about eliminations because, again, it's just gym class. It's dodgeball. It's volleyball. You know, it's four square. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're just playing. Mm-hmm. The ball's just on fire this time. You know what I mean? We're playing tic-tac-toe, but the ball's on fire. So let's go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Last week, you were almost in elimination, right? And then Casey and Kahuta, they got sent home. So what was that like, having that moment?
That moment was crazy. Let me tell you why that moment was crazy. I'm in the room with Nehemiah, right? And we getting dressed. He's standing in front of the mirror, and he's doing his Nehemiah thing. He's like, man, I feel like TJ's going to throw another monkey wrench in the thing. I feel like he's going to be like, man, everybody down here is safe from elimination tonight. And me, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, shut up. Come on. Crazy. Come on. Yeah, all right, bro. All right, bro. Okay. So I literally, like, I'm talking about, we had the whole conversation. The camera might not be, it was just me and him, but, like, we had the whole conversation. And when we get to the fucking thing and it happened, it blew my mind, you know?
Wow.
So that's when I was just freaked out when I got down there, because I'm like, bro, you called this, bro. Like, I literally heard him call it. Like, I was there. I was just, like, freaked out. I was like, man, the gods are with us. The King's Palace rides. The King's Palace is saved. So that's what freaked me out about it. Yeah.
I was, like, obviously, it's super exciting for Casey. I did feel bad for Kahuta. But at the same time, I've been a King's Palace fan because you guys are bringing the energy to this, like, this whole show. It's like, you guys are, like, solidifying this alliance. You're bringing the energy. Everyone else is kind of scattering, like, oh, damn. Like, well, they've drawn a line in the sand. So now we have to. It made the show so entertaining. So when you guys were saved, I was like, fuck yeah. Like, the numbers are even, like, so hype about it. So.
It makes,
I can only imagine,
so
the way
much better.
You
it makes it so, so much more interesting than, like, no, I'll just go into this elimination. No,
right.
We're trying to save the palace right now. Yeah, and the salad. So if you guys move over and not let us be in this elimination, that would be great.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So what's next? Like, everybody's back in. You guys are ready. Mm-hmm. We have this elimination. Your friend goes home.
Yep.
So what's the King's Palace going to do now?
I mean, we're going to save the palace. I mean, you know, like I said, it's like, you know, if we got the palace, we got the east wing, the west wing, we got the middle, right? All right. Mm. And we still got the drawbridge. We got the moat. Okay. So
okay.
we pulled the drawbridge up. They're trying to go through the moat, and they got the east wing is on fire. All right. But we still got the middle, and we still got the west wing. You know what I mean? And the drawbridge is up. They haven't got through the door yet. You know what I mean? So we're still saving the mm-hmm. palace. The palace is still up. You know what I mean? We still got soldiers in the palace. We still got the queen. Until they get the queen, it ain't over, right? You guys got to save the queen, right? They don't have the queen yet. So we still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I love all of that.
Hype.
I like, kind of want to be a part of it. Same. I like, kind of want to start my own, like, palace gang over here. Where we just, like, uplift each other.
Anissa was saying, you guys have King's Palace. We'll have Queen's Dungeon.
I said I had my Queen's Dungeon. Which also Queen's sounds like a Dungeon. Nightclub or, like, what I call my vagina. You know? So,
probably
I'm
be.
I'm so dead.
And what are you doing later? Want to come to Queen's Dungeon?
Yeah. Big yeah. Hard yeah for that one. Dude, Tech, it's been seriously awesome having you on this podcast. Like, I can't wait for viewers to listen to this because, like, you're just a star, and it's, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm happy that we finally got to meet, even if it's over the internet, and I'm happy that you're on a fucking cruise, dude. Thank you so much for coming on the show when you definitely didn't have to.
Yeah,
no,
you're, like, cruising right now.
Yeah, I am cruising. I thank you for having me. You know what I'm saying? I like doing this stuff, type of stuff, and especially for you, Anissa, thank you very much. Tori, nice to meet you. Not officially, but over the internet, maybe one day we'll connect, and maybe I'll see you on another show soon. Hope you get better, and hope you graduate.
Oh, I'm good now. I graduated.
Oh,
you graduated? Oh, okay. You graduated.
Well,
you
I walk in January, but I'm done. I'm done.
Yay!
School.
Congratulations.
Wait, so Tech, before you leave, we do have one more question for you, though. And Anissa asked this question because she's queen of the Queen's Dungeon, so she asks the question all the time.
Now that you're in my dungeon.
OG player.
I hate calling it a dungeon because it really isn't a dark place. But place of light. So you're on All Stars, which is about the greatest of all time. I just want to know who you think the greatest competitor is, the greatest season of the challenge, whether you were on it or not, and the greatest like individual challenge that you've either played in or seen.
I'm just gonna speak on who I know. Okay. Shout out to my guy, Yes, who's very underrated. Very underrated. I'm so glad he won season one. Shout out to Yes, he's very underrated. So unassuming. So such a nice guy, and I'm glad he won. So shout out to Yes. And he played just a cool, such a cool, even keeled game. I love him for that. And I gotta also shout out Darrell, because he's like a multi-champion, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like me going against Darrell, it's like I actually like when I'm against like in MJ's a winner, Derek's a winner. So like going against those guys, like stuff like that, when I'm in the challenge, that just gives me like the fucking thrill. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I'm competing. Mm-hmm. So I gotta put like my man Darrell up there, because he's a multi-time champion. So yeah, shout out to those guys. Those are the guys that I look up to, that I kind of want to be competing against, you know what I'm saying? Because they're champions. I don't really know the other cats. Like, I know Bananas, of course. I know Bananas, that's my guy, but I have never, you know, been on a show with him. So I just gotta speak on guys that I know.
I like those choices.
Yeah, the greatest challenge for me was Challenge 2000, because shit, we gotta jump out of the plane, you know what I'm saying, land on a target, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about the other ones. I mean, the Challenge 2000, I tell everybody right now, the Challenge 2000 is what now is the Amazing Race is the Challenge 2000 on steroids. So the Amazing Race took the Challenge 2000 formula, they took it overseas, and that's the Amazing Race. That's what the Challenge 2000. So I like that. We got to jump out of the plane. And you asked me what was my favorite challenge? Mm-hmm. My favorite challenge? Favorite challenge? I really like the trampoline.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say trampoline. Like, I was jamming on the trampoline. I was just like, it took everything. It took.
Well, I was jamming.
Yeah, it was. That was in my wheelhouse. It was like you had to use your endurance on the trampoline. You had to use your strength to get the chest down.
You were so long though.
That's what I'm saying. So I like trampoline. And you had to use your brain to get the math. So the trampoline used everything. You use your physical and your mental. So the trampoline,
that's
guess.
That's cool. Yeah, that was a cool one to watch. I think that one would have been difficult. It looked like it was harder to do than you'd think it was.
It was, yeah, because you think, oh, I can just jump up and down. No, no, no. So you start bouncing, and then you got to swim. So, and then, so when you get out the water, it ain't no ledge for you to put your foot up on. So basically you got to do like one of these push-ups to get yourself off the water.
Oh, the I hate chest all of this. About,
yeah, the chest weigh about 30 pounds. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like all these answers. I think they're respectable. And Tech, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been our pleasure. Where can we follow you? How can the people support you?
Shout out to the King's Palace. Yeah. Save the Palace. The singles coming out everywhere. Just Take Money featuring Nehemiah, Letarian, and Melinda, aka the King's Palace. You can find that anywhere and everywhere. And you can find me at Tech Holmes, TechHolmes. I'm everywhere. That's all you need. Tech Holmes everywhere. You know, I'm around.
Fire. Oh, daddy long legs.
Check me out at the Blind Barber. I'm at the Blind Barber, Culver City on Saturdays, DJ. That's my spot. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I love that you're still doing so much shit, Tech. And I think more people need to see you in all different types of ways.
I do too. Thank you.
You are something else.
Yeah. Yeah, MTV, we need to set up a meeting of me coming back over there. When we set up this meeting?
But I would love you as like reunion host. Be funny if TJ did. Whenever he does retire, if you came on, the shit that you would say to people.
Listen,
so good. I don't know if I can keep it together.
Whenever they want your boy, I'm ready. I'm auditioning now. So whenever they want to holler at me, you know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, I'm reasonably priced at the moment. I'm reasonably priced.
Yes, you heard it here first.
There it is. Yesterday's price is not today's price. Word to Fat Joe. Let's go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Tech. Well, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, ladies.
Have fun on your cruise. Be safe. I can't wait to hear the mix and mastered version of Safety Palace.
I will send it to you right now.
Okay.
I will.
And he's sending it right now. When you get it.
I will, baby. All right.
All right, y'all. Thank you. I appreciate you.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, Anissa, I feel like you're luckier than me in life because you've actually been in Tech's presence in person.
Listen,
but he did not disappoint virtually.
Even from a cruise.
Like, the guy
He came from a cruise. He was on a cruise. In a cruise chair.
Incredible.
In a cruise chair in the room.
In a cruise chair. I wish you guys could see this, man. But you know what? Honestly, even listening to it, the whole picture gets painted. Thank you guys for listening to another incredible episode. Anissa, thank you for being my co-host. Where can we follow you and support you?
It's Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. I don't deal with all the other nonsense. So you can find me there. Send me love. And Tori, where can we follow you and support you?
You guys know the deal. That was the corniest thing I've ever said. @Tori_deal on Instagram. And please, guys, listen, more than following us or sending us messages, if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It literally means the world to us.
Yes, and then join us Fridays as we pull back the curtain on season 2 of the Challenge All-Stars.
Only on MTV's official Challenge Podcast.